Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenyatta.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Beverly Wakefield, and I was calling because your company has put a charge on my credit card 2 months in a row for $92.90. I didn't order anything. Prior to that, there was a sample, I think, for $6. I got the sample, and that was all. That was it. I didn't order anything after that. Nothing. And they've been charging me. I didn't get anything, but they still charged me 2 months in a row. So I called the credit cards, and they told me to see if you would reimburse me. And if you don't want to help me, then they'll help me.
Okay, ma'am. May I have your zip code, please?
40219.
Thank you. Just one moment. My computer's taking a moment to load. I'm sorry about that, ma'am.
Oh, that's okay. Take your time. I ain't going anywhere.
Okay, ma'am. Can I get you to repeat your first and last name?
Okay, it's Beverly.
Beverly.
Wakefield. Uh-huh. W-A-K-E-F-I-E-L-D.
Thank you. Just one moment.
Take it over.
Okay, ma'am. Do you remember doing a trial for your NutriSlim, the keto?
Yeah, it was just one. It was $6 and something. It was just one sample. I didn't want to join the club or nothing. It was just a sample.
No, ma'am. But, what you actually ordered was a 14-day trial. If not canceled within the 14 days, then you will be charged the full amount for that product.
I don't have it. I sent it back.
You sent the trial back? The bottle that was you paid for with the $6.70?
The bottle? Yeah, because I only did it for like a few days, and I didn't see anything, so I just sent it back.
One moment, ma'am.
That's why I said I hadn't got nothing in the mail. Of course, I got a crazy mailman, but I still ain't got nothing in the mail.
Did you call and cancel the order once you see any charge to your card the first time?
Yes, I told them I didn't want no membership thing. Now, I don't know. I should have wrote their name down, but I didn't write their name down. I don't know who talked to. But I just figured, you know, it was okay. And then when I seen I got another charge this month, well, something didn't work somewhere. Or I didn't do it right. I don't know.
Yes, ma'am, because I'm looking through your account. I don't see where you called in to cancel the order. So, therefore,
yeah,
it was automatically charged your account again.
Yeah, because I don't want it. I didn't want it.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand that. Just one moment.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, looking over your account, I do see you have the keto. I mean, it is a great product. I would hate to lose you as a customer. I can offer you 35% off future purchases if you would like to stay with us.
No, I really don't want it. And that $100, I couldn't afford that anyway. I don't work. I'm 70 years old. I'm here on oxygen, and my health ain't good, and I'm on a fixed income. I couldn't do it if I wanted to.
Even if we tried to do the 50% off, ma'am.
No, ma'am, I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Give me a moment while I speak with my supervisor about your account, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. I spoke with my supervisor, and she is advising that I am able to offer you a 75% discount on future orders if you decided to stay. I just try to make it a little bit cheaper for you.
No, ma'am. I really don't want it.
Okay, ma'am. Give me one moment while I cancel your order out.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Just a moment.
Now, will they remove them two charges?
Well, ma'am, looking over your account, the charges are valid.
Huh?
The charges are valid. I mean, I'll get.
I didn't order them though.
But
that's what I'm trying to say.
Yes, ma'am, I understand, but because you didn't call within the 14 days and cancel that trial, your account was charged for the $92.90.
Well, it shouldn't have been. I should have didn't want it. I didn't want it. I thought I took care of it. But that's $200 I need to get off my credit card. If you can't help me, I understand. I ain't mad. But, yeah, I got to get that off my card.
Okay, ma'am. I can offer you a 35% refund off of both the charges onto your account.
The charge is $200, well, $180, $190. That ain't 35%, ain't nothing.
Yes, ma'am, it would be 35% off, refunded back on each one separately.
No, I can't do that. I need it removed. If I had the product, I'd tell you I had it. I don't have it.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that. Okay, what if we did a 50% refund? So that would be half of your money back on both of the products.
Okay, you're going to give me a refund for both?
50% refund, ma'am.
No, I need the whole thing.
Okay, ma'am, I see that I am able, I mean, looking at the system, I am able to offer you a 75% refund on your on both charges.
What did you say, 65?
75.
75?
Yes, ma'am.
You can't give me the whole thing?
I will actually have to try to speak with my manager again in order.
Yeah, won't you please?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. Speaking with my manager, I am able to give you the refund in full. So give me just one moment while I notate your account and issue your refund.
Okie doke. I can find anything that I want. I could just like
Just letting you know, I'm still here, ma'am. I'm still getting your account novated.
Okay. I thought you left me.
No, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, I have issued your refund and got your account canceled out. I do have a refund number. Do you have a pen and paper ready for that refund number, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that will be R as in Randy, 4.
R as in Randy.
Yes, ma'am.
4.
2.
Did you say 4?
Yes, ma'am.
Wait a minute. R, 4, 2.
291.
291.
And that is all.
That's it, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, you know, I really appreciate you helping me. I really do.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you with today, ma'am?
No, ma'am. You went far beyond your call of duty today. But thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.